Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Spring festival season is on now in Toronto, with Hot Docs entering its final weekend with tons of great documentaries still playing. Check it out while you still can. But this week, I'm looking at three new movies where reality, time, and space are just an illusion. There's a magical doctor trapped in a parallel universe, a disillusioned office worker caught up in a deadly reality show game, and a little girl who encounters another little girl in the woods who is actually her own mother. Petite Maman, directed by Céline Sciamma. Nellie, played by Josephine Sans, is a little French girl who is visiting her grandmother's house with her parents. It's where her mother grew up, but grand-mère isn't there anymore. She died recently in a nursing home. Rather, they're there to go over old possessions and letters and to spend a night there before they close it up for good. But the family is in a crisis, with her parents not getting along, and Nellie's mom, played by Nina Meurice, flees the house without even saying goodbye to her. Meanwhile, Nellie explores the place and the woods behind it, where she encounters another little girl named Marion, played by her actual sister, Gabrielle Sans. They play in a fort she built in an old tree, and she follows her home to a house that looks exactly like grand-mère's, except it's prettier, with a warm glow all about it, and it's in the opposite direction, almost like a mirror reflecting. There she meets grand-mère alive again when she was still her mother's age. That would make Marion her mother when she is just a girl going through another crisis of her own. Can this new understanding of her mother's past help hold her family together? Petite Maman is a very simple, very short film, which is at the same time quite moving and sentimental. It's all about memory, loss, and mother-daughter relationships. Although there's a magical time travel element to it, this is no Harry Potter. It doesn't dwell on the supernatural. That's just a matter-of-fact element of a child's life. Petite Maman is a wonderfully understated drama, cute but not cutesy, sentimental but never treacly, that leaves you feeling warm inside. I saw this last year at TIFF, and I put it on my best 10 movies of the year list in January, so I'm really glad it's finally being released. This is a tiny, perfect movie. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, directed by Sam Raimi. Dr. Stephen Strange, played by Benedict Cumberbatch, is a former medical doctor who has changed his practice from surgeon to sorcerer. He lives in an enormous but rundown mansion in New York City. He is friends with Wong, played by Benedict Wong, and another doctor named Christine, played by Rachel McAdams, who is the love of his life, but also a love lost. She couldn't stand his hubris and self-centered nature. And he's forced to confront his rival, Baron Mordo, played by Chiwetel Ejiofor. But when he dabbles with the dark arts, the universe is turned into chaos, and he finds himself in another universe, in the multiverse. There he encounters the Scarlet Witch, played by Elizabeth Olsen, who dreams each night of a suburban housewife with two sons named Wanda. She wants to rule the world so she can return to this lost life. But the one person with the power to transcend parallel universes is a naive young girl in sneakers and blue jeans named, in blue jean jacket named America, played by Xochitl Gomez. She wants to return to her own universe so she can see her two moms again. But she doesn't know how to control her powers. Doctor Strange rescues her just in time, and they end up hurling through dimensions and realities before landing in a topsy-turvy New York, where green means stop and red means go. Can Doctor Strange fight the witch, break the spells, and make the multiple universe all safe again? Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness is the latest installment in the seemingly endless number of movies and TV shows in the Marvel Universe. While I recognize the various minor superheroes and villains as they appear in different guises, I gotta say, I don't quite get it. What is going on here? Do you really have to see hundreds of movies to make sense of this? It's directed by horror great Sam Raimi, so I was expecting some chiller thriller elements, but I wasn't even scared a tiny bit by this movie. It's much too tame for that. It is fun to watch, though. There's a cool psychedelic sequence in the middle, along with a brilliant House of Mirrors and some old school Hong Kong Kung Fu mid-air battles that I liked. But in general, I found the movie not great, just good enough. Stanleyville, directed by Maxwell McCabe Locos. Maria, played by Suzanne West, is a woman who works at a pointless office job in a high-rise tower. One day, she's disturbed by an omen, a noble bird flying in the sky that crashes into her office window. Though married with a teenage daughter and a full-time career, she gives it all up in an instant. She empties her pocketbook, including money, phone, and credit cards, into a trash can and starts wandering aimlessly into a shopping mall. There she encounters a geeky man with glasses named Homunculus, played by Julian Richards, who tells her matter-of-factly that she's been chosen from hundreds of millions of contestants to participate in a contest with four other people. She agrees. The winner gets an orange-colored SUV in which she has zero interest, but more than that, it will allow her to find her true inner self. In an abandoned warehouse known as the Pavilion, the five contestants are given tasks to complete, with one winner declared at the end of each round, which is recorded on a giant blackboard. Her ridiculously named fellow contestants are Manny Jump Cannon, played by Adam Brown, a fearful sniveling guy in a leopard print shirt, Felicie Arcady, played by Kara Ricketts, a conniving woman who will stop at nothing for a free SUV, Bofill Pancreas, played by George Chortoff, a musclehead obsessive bodybuilder, and Andrew Frisbee Jr., played by Christian Siriatello, an insufferable corporate executive with daddy issues. Their tasks start as simple as blowing up a balloon, but gradually they become more and more difficult, some of which threatens their lives. And deprived of cell phones, their only contact with the outside world is an electrified conch shell that Maria manages to rig up. As the alpha types fight each other, possibly to death, only Maria seeks to get in touch with her inner self. Will they ever leave the pavilion? Will somebody actually win? Or is this all just an illusion? Stanleyville is a mystical comedy horror movie with echoes of Lord of the Flies and Squid Game and any number of other life or death dystopian survival stories, but this one is intentionally absurd, quirky, and ridiculous. The characters all play to stereotypes, but in a humorous way. So, if you're looking for something completely different, you just might enjoy Stanleyville. I did. Petite Maman, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, and Stanleyville are all opening this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.